Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's your news for this hour. Court documents released this week detail the investigation into Rebecca Park's death, revealing inconsistent statements from suspects and digital evidence that investigators say contradicts their claims. Park, a 22-year-old pregnant woman, vanished November 3, 2025. Authorities discovered her remains 3 weeks later in Manistee National Forest. Her biological mother, Courtney Bartholomew, and stepfather, Bradley Bartholomew, now face charges including homicide, torture, unlawful imprisonment, and concealing a body. Park's sister, Kimberly, faces evidence tampering and lying to police. The 18-page document shows both defendants changed their accounts multiple times during questioning. Courtney initially told investigators her daughter departed with an unknown person in a dark-colored vehicle. She later blamed Rebecca's fiancé, Richard Fowler, suggesting various revenge scenarios. When evidence contradicted her claims, Courtney revised her story again, alleging Bradley killed Rebecca as a retaliation against Fowler for a parole violation. Bradley also provided conflicting versions, initially denying involvement before suggesting Kimberly wanted Rebecca removed from the family. He ultimately claimed Courtney committed the stabbing and wanted to keep the infant. Cell phone location data placed both defendants' devices near where Park's body and phone were recovered, according to the affidavit. Preliminary hearings have been delayed pending discovery preparation. And Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has announced the return of the state's iconic red, white, and blue license plates to commemorate the United States' 250th anniversary, semi-quincentennial. The limited edition plate, which drivers can order starting January 2nd and throughout 2026, is a modern version of the popular 1976 bicentennial plate, which featured patriotic colors, stars, and stripes, and won Michigan's first Plate of the Year award. There is a one-time fee of $55, which this includes a $5 service fee and a $50 contribution directed to the Michigan Transportation Fund for road construction and repairs. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed Public Act 317 of 2023, which revives the red, white, and blue design, and also introduces other legacy plate designs from the 70s and 80s, such as white on blue and white on black. There will be a $10 fee in subsequent years upon renewal. You can start ordering on January 2nd online at michigan.gov/SOS or when purchasing a vehicle through a dealership. You can also schedule a visit to a Secretary of State office. And when it's time to deck and undeck the halls, there's a program looking for holiday lights. The Mid-Michigan Waste Authority, or MMWA, will again host its annual holiday light recycling drive from now through January 15th of 2026. All sizes, styles, and colors of indoor and outdoor string lights can be donated. The proceeds will go to benefit the Child Abuse and Neglect CAN Council. MMWA's program coincides with America Recycles Day, which corresponds with the same time Mid-Michigan residents are pulling out their holiday decorations for the season. Area residents can drop off their lights at multiple locations throughout Saginaw County, plus there is also a Gratiot County drop-off site at the Wheeler Township office. And locally, the Frankenmuth City Hall at 240 West Genesee Street is a drop-off location. Other sites include the Bridgeport Township Government Center at 6740 Dixie Highway and the MMWA headquarters, 2063 South Miller Road in Saginaw. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports, we'll get to our national and international news.
Looking for one of the best ATVs on the planet? Then check out a Honda 4-Trax Foreman at Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton. The Foreman is built around a 518cc engine, offering more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. The tough front and rear racks feature Honda's ProConnect system, so you can switch between accessories for work and play with no tools needed. Plus, there's an easy-to-use reverse system and a handy utility box for storage. So head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Foreman. You'll see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news and cybersecurity alert, federal agencies and private partners reminded organizations to patch critical systems amid seasonal phishing targeting payroll and shipping workflows. Guidance emphasized multi-factor authentication and least privilege access. IT teams rehearsed incident response and validated backups to speed recovery from ransomware. Businesses were urged to review vendor security and update employee training on spotting suspicious emails. And in our international news, the Middle East probes, Israeli media reported advances in investigative frameworks related to October 7 events. Legal bodies coordinated evidence handling and oversight procedures. Families sought clarity and accountability through official channels. Observers stressed adherence to due process and international standards.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days, her skies turn gray. So I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Oh, oh, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. Dogsinc.org.
Oh, oh.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and that was your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.